Welcome to ModCast, an official podcast of Politan Civilization site.
Bota Snidus.
Kenneth Perland.
Tony Keel. With guest co-host...
Keelan.
So, Ken, this is now take two of episode 21.
Yes. Take two.
We
might have to spend 30 minutes trying to fix a 20-minute recording. Just start over.
Yeah, we kind of overwent our funds there in time. Mm-hmm. So we said, screw it. We're just going to re-record it.
Do it again.
Yeah, just do it again.
I've still got the outtakes.
We'll have it in the director's cut of this episode.
I just wanted to ask, do you get a lot of retakes, or is this just special?
No, you're the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one, but don't get me wrong. We've had a lot of screwed up episodes before, don't? Yeah, we've had a handful of episodes that are going to be even more screwed than this. If we all, you know, we're going to get this one done. It's going to be great. Welcome to ModCast, episode 21, take 2. Today, we are joined with Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Hello.
Kenneth Impaler WRG Furland.
I live!
John BT Oz Archer.
G'day, everyone.
And me, Tony Garrett Tzatzka Kiel, with special guest co-host Ludwig Jaylin Nyholt.
Welcome.
So, yes, I did beat colonization, as I said earlier.
Yeah, I was contemplating whether to repeat the things I said earlier, but...
I don't think we need to repeat everything.
Yeah, that doesn't...
Let's call it off-topic, shall we?
Yeah, well, this is the off-topic section of the show. The intro and the outro.
So what's your strategies, Tony, on colonization for winning?
Well,
see, this is why we shouldn't even try to...
Let me guess, you slaughtered all the natives, didn't you? Didn't you, Tony? Admit it.
I'm just getting this deep sense of deja vu all of a sudden.
Somebody got a photographic audio memo.
All right, so...
Wouldn't that be a phonographic memory?
Phonographic. Oh. Very clever, very good use of Greek.
Can I ask a question?
No.
No?
I don't know why people always ask that. I mean, what do you expect me to say?
I didn't know co-hosts didn't ask this.
No, you mean go right ahead. Of course you can ask questions.
Sorry.
You forgot his question.
Sorry.
No, I just went. I just went into a lot of stupor.
Okay, and today in the modest spotlight, we talked to Jaylin about his Mood 2 mod.
Twice.
And today in the artist sketchpad, we look at the improved graphics received by Chuggy, the Simon Bolivar upgrade by Ekmek, the new European screen for colonization by Coma 13, and the British Mechanized Infantry by Bruger Pritz.
In the cartography room, we talk about the fair weather map script for colonization by Cephalo. The spotlight is where we have a detailed discussion about one particular Civ4 mod.
Now, Jaylin, you are the creator.
Can I interrupt you?
Go ahead, what's up?
Well, I never thought about it, but I figured it would be pronounced Jilin in English.
It's Jilin.
Why?
I don't know.
No, it's just Tony is an idiot. Ignore him.
Because of the letters. Is an E always long?
I pronounce it a Jilin.
Yeah.
I'd prefer that.
But depends on whether there's an E on the end.
No, there isn't.
That tends to be the determiner of whether the vowel is hard or soft. So, it's never consistent. That's the thing about English.
You know, there's all kinds of ways to pronounce the words.
It sounds female if you say Jilin.
It does exactly.
I am sorry.
Jilin.
I was thinking about that right now.
He's gelling like a felon.
Yeah, gelling like Magellan.
So what was the question now?
I forgot.
We don't have a list of questions.
We make them up.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
All right, I'll ask the first question, because this is all too much. This is way too much fun. All this silliness must stop now.
I'm being completely serious.
Okay. What mod have you been working on lately?
That would be MOO2 Civ.
And what does that stand for?
It's got nothing to do...
For all the people who weren't listening to us the first time we screwed up on the recording.
All right. We all know. No.
Master
what is that?
It stands for Master of Orion 2.
So it has absolutely nothing to do with cows?
No.
Oh, shoot.
I thought it did.
it's from a series that started with Master of Orion. It was
the first.
Maybe there was a sequel, Master of Orion 2.
Not bad.
And the latest version is number 3.
Absolute suckage.
Well, there's different friends like different versions. Personally, I thought version 2 much improved over the original because it had better graphics. But today they would be retarded because they're all 2D.
Well, you know, there's a lot of nostalgic gamers. Mu2 is my favorite Masters of Orion.
I still play Mu 1.
I should have said retro. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've never played the original.
You do have audiographic memory.
Don't slam 2D. I still think that Civ 1 has the best graphics of all Civ games. So.
Wilder's fond of pixels.
Oh, I can Skype you the original Masters of Orion right now while we talk, and it'll take about a half a second without interfering with the call quality at all.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I think we should not screw with the bandwidth at all, Ken.
Yeah, send away, Ken. Send away.
No,
here, let
Ken.
Let me zip it. It'll be even faster. Okay, no, hold on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's not screw with our bandwidth any worse than it's been today.
For warning, you need at least 1,024 kilobytes of memory to run it, though. I hope you have enough.
Oh, that's a lot.
Hey, well, listen. John has to pay per megabyte for his internet.
No.
So, Jilin.
You can call me Ludwig.
Ludwig. What?
Ludwig.
What is your mod like? What is some of the features of your mod? Tell us what it's like.
Well, it's actually a mod for Final Frontier. Currently, most of the model graphics are just standard Final Frontier models, because we have a severe lack of model makers. So if anyone listens into this...
Make art for you, yes. We get it.
I could use your help.
Get on your hands and knees and beg.
I think that won't work, audio style.
Well...
You just make some noises. Let's see, okay, that's my knees going down. It's like, okay.
please.
Slam. My knees just hit the ground.
I got some models from Wood Elf, actually, mostly, and I found actually a couple of SF style units, but they're mostly fighter bomber units, which would be the smallest ones in the mod, because most units are spaceships, which would be bigger. Although you start off with mostly small type units.
Well, one benefit of using Final Frontier is I don't think you really have to come up with building graphics.
Well, not really, but if the mod would be perfect, all the buildings would have Orion-style graphics as well.
Oh, well, what can you do?
So basically it's rather a primitive version at the moment. It works like a charm, because I play it often myself, but well, there's a lot to be done. That's all I can say.
How is the gameplay being altered away from the Final Fantasy, I mean, not Fall of the... What was it called again?
Final Frontier.
Whatever the thing. Final Frontier. Too many words with F. Okay, how is it being altered to your new gameplay? What kind of, like, XML and gameplay are you doing there?
I have to think about this for a minute.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is. It's actually more diversified than Final Frontier. I tried that a couple of weeks ago again, just to see the original version. I think gameplay is more fun if you try it Moto Sith style. That's just me, and I'm probably biased, but the game has become more diverse. There's in Final Frontier you get, I think, 6 factions, and they're all human, and a very basic difference is you play with in the mod with different races. So there's
Darlocks, Klakons.
Well, that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Ferengi?
No. No, that's another mod for Final Frontier that's actually quite in a quite advanced state. The Star Trek mod is way ahead of us. There's another mod, Babylon 5 style. They got their own models now, but the two main contributors have a lot of other things to do, so it's not progressing really fast at the moment.
Well, when do you think your mod will be done?
I can't predict anything about that. It depends on how many people decide to chip in, because if I have to complete the mod on my own, it will take a very long time. Because all I've done so far is make XML patches, and I have no experience in SDK editing or Python editing, so...
Well, it's going to take some time.
And Ludwig, what sort of weapons have you got for your little spaceships?
Well, basic science fiction weapons.
Phasers?
They're not actually visible in game, because the units are basically the Final Frontier units. It's a matter of model editing, I think.
I demand black hole generators now.
Do you have the lasers?
Come to think of it, there aren't really any lasers in. Most weapon systems are defined as promotions, which actually add strength to any unit you choose to promote. The promotion systems is, at the moment, very diverse. That's one of the main differences with the original Final Frontier mod. You get a lot more options for ships you're building.
Well, that's cool.
I think so.
You know, maybe you should look at incorporating some of the SDKs that well, actually, maybe you can't because it's based on the Fall from Heaven modified SDK. But Final Frontier. Some people have done some really nice work with including more promotion code. Like, I think Dom Pedro has done like a lot of mods that increase the number of things promotions can do.
Ah,
yeah.
So it might be something to look at or have some work with him.
I will look into that. And actually, you mentioned Fall from Heaven, and today I got two posts that mentioned a different... a random. Well, some modifications that could be useful for the MO2 SIF mod.
Oh, that's good.
I haven't looked into them yet because I have been a bit busy today with other things.
Wouter, would you ask a pertinent question?
Oh, Ken sort of stole my question.
I actually have a question for Wouter.
You have a question for Wouter?
I do.
Wow.
That's allowed. We ask the questions here.
Yeah, this is the first. No, let the man ask his question.
I have a sneaky suspicion you're somewhere in the Netherlands. Could you tell me where that is?
I might be.
I neither confirm nor deny that I live in the Netherlands.
It depends on what you want. If you're like Tony and you want to sleep over here, that's not going to happen.
I'm still going to make my way, knock on your door.
But I don't live in the Netherlands. And quickly move to Australia.
Oh, yes, there's plenty big, plenty of room out here.
I reject the question for being too personal.
Well, let's switch it around. Where do you live in the Netherlands, Ludwig?
I live in Leiden, which
you
is...
You don't live next door to Wouter, do you?
Everyone lives next door to everyone in the Netherlands.
No. I live on the other side of the country.
In my imagination, they all live in the same apartment complex.
Holland is a rather small country, but it isn't that small.
And do you have lots of... And do you have lots of windmills around you?
Actually, in Leiden...
And wooden shoes!
In Leiden, there are two mills still standing. There used to be a lot of them, of course.
Okay, what other Dutch stereotypes can we jump onto?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Clogs? Clogs?
A man with his finger in the dike?
Amsterdam. I think Amsterdam is the biggest Dutch stereotype.
Yeah, that
people notice when they visit there are a lot of coffee shops, but compared to the rest of the Netherlands, there are a lot of coffee shops in Amsterdam.
And the coffee shops have a whole lot of
coffee.
Yeah,
in them. Yeah, coffee.
We'll just call it coffee in parentheses. Coffee shops. All right.
So, what was your question?
Yeah, repeat question.
I was going to say, what kind of player should download this mod? Which kind of player would be the person who likes this mod the most?
Well, preferably Master of Orion fans. And I would like very much to have more player feedback. Because currently the mod is at 3,200 plus downloads.
Wow.
I'm very happy with that. But I get the impression most people download and play. And I would like to know, especially after the latest patch, if that's satisfactory.
Yeah, well, you know, that always helps.
Very modest question.
Well, all I can say is... I'm glad you're actually making a mod to represent Masters of Orion. I mean, it's a great game. The third of the game pretty much killed the series, unfortunately, so you, in a way, are the continuing in.
One last question. When you rated yourself A+,
I didn't do that. You can't do that.
That was rude, Ken.
Did you do that yourself? How did you come up with that?
The rating was A+ for a very long time, and the last couple of weeks it went down to C, and it's now at B. I'm a bit disappointed about that, because the downloads keep mounting, And well, if all the people who downloaded the mod would actually vote, I think the rating would be higher.
Well, I know there's a bunch of fuckers at CFC who who put F in there.
What do you mean? You've got an A and an A plus. I don't see any B's.
Yeah, you're doing good. You're doing good, according.
I'm not sure where you're looking at now.
The opening post of your thread.
Ah.
Mm. Ah, I didn't edit it for quite some time now. Because I didn't agree with the downgrading of the rating.
It's those F raters, man. There's guys who just put F's on everything to be jerks.
I thought you just came up with that yourself. I didn't know there was a system where you could actually vote on things.
Well, Ludwig, I hope that you continue this mod and we see some great progress. And I hope you continue floating through outer space. Artist Sketchpad, where we discuss graphics and artwork from the Civ modding community. I have a little bit of artwork picked out today, and the first one I wanted to talk about was, I think, quite amazing amount of work that Chuggy just recently put into Core Civ 4. He did improved graphics for Civ. Now, are you guys seeing these pictures?
Yeah, but to me they look like blue marble.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is already been done.
Well, did you see the water? My main thing I focused on was how the water looked.
Oh, that water does look a little new, but it looks very, I don't know, like a pair of jeans rather than water.
Not as good as colonization.
It's a very denim-colored water.
I like them. I thought that they actually gave the water.
Mm.
It is denim colored, but water, you know, water does look bluish like denim usually, unless there's a lot of sewage or other wastes in it.
I think he did a pretty good job. It did remind me of blue marble, but I think he did some unit graphic editing too.
Oh yeah, he did. He added. He changed some of the units to look a little better. And if also scroll down a bit, you'll see that Gandhi does not have such a mutagenically.
Oh my God, head shrinks. He has been cursed by a witch doctor.
Well, actually, a witch. His head. I think he went to the witch doctor on his insurance plan because his head was too large.
Yeah, I met the artist who did that Gandhi.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So what was his explanation for the very large melon?
Well, I complimented him on that, it exaggerates the Gandhi's features, you know, that really skinny guy with giant head, you know. It makes everything a little more, you know, makes everything pop, you know.
I can imagine what Gandhi would have thought. Oh, why you people unkind to me? Oh, look at my portrait, you have made a mess of it.
It also looks like he replaced Washington and Montezuma with the colonization counterparts, perhaps.
That new Montezuma doesn't look, that looks new to me. I mean, he's got a little bit of a leopard cloth pattern over where the old Montezuma had white cloth on his neck dress. And little upper arm sleevey things. And in all of these portraits, it definitely looks like he's taken down the lights and made them. I mean, just look at the Washington and then.
Oh, that's the Washington out of colonization.
They're all darkened a bit. And
yes, because Washington looks, he's got a new hairdo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but I think he's also modified the light as well on all of these. The Montezuma, you can see he's darkened that. The Gandhi, he's definitely darkened as well. In addition to the head shrink.
The problem with the new Gandhi is that now it has a freakishly large neck, so.
Now it looks kind of like E.T. E.T. Phone Gandhi.
Yeah, maybe they could push the head down on the axis.
We're going to put Gandhi through some unbearable pain.
Yeah.
It really makes the old Guardian now look like one of those little bobbing head things you put in your car, though.
A bobblehead Gandhi?
Yeah, doesn't it? I mean.
So, I think that this kind of comprehensive change to the graphics engine can be really productive. And it does look like he mentioned he used a little bit of the blue marble textures, but he probably edited those a little bit. Yeah, he says special thanks to Firaxis and Blue Marble, so you're right, there was blue marble in there, but yeah. What caught my eye immediately was how the water, I think the water looks a lot more believable. It looks like a choppy sea, you know, instead of just this kind of light blue. Mm. Like, look, we put blue Kool-Aid in the ocean.
The thing that I never really liked very much about blue marble is I have trouble distinguishing the plains from the grasslands, because they try to make them look more, quote, realistic, and to me they just look way too smooth. I like the kind of the cartoony, this is very green, and this is very tan, and it's very obvious what's what.
Now, that is the point.
Exactly.
All right.
And the water issue, that does remind me a bit of colonization, where we had issues with what color the water will be, and it's like, I think it started off very green, and then it's like, people didn't like the green water, and then they made it bluer, and, you know, and like, water is one of these things that, like, no one can agree on what it should look like.
Oh, colonization has the best water out of many games I've ever seen, especially with reflections, but, speaking of colonization, I have our very first, colonization mod file. And it is by our good friend Ekmek, who is a leaderhead maestro, and he did not like the Simon Bolivar leaderhead out of colonization. He said, "Barely refrained myself from banging my head against the wall."
Mm-hmm.
So that must mean he really didn't like it. I guess he knew the guy personally, and was like, "That is not what he looks like."
Yeah.
Well, I think that portrait was made from something like the leaderhead graphic was modeled off some kind of painting or something.
Probably whatever is mentioned on Wikipedia, because what these portraits mostly seem to be based on for Civ leaders.
Yeah, like, go to Wikipedia and make it look like that.
Well, no, I think his Bolivar actually does look more like him. Because personally, all the pictures I've seen of Bolivar, he didn't have the goat. You know what I'm saying?
Did he have a cow?
The goatee, the goat.
Oh, I was wondering what he was doing with a goat.
Wait, I thought he has these like super sideburns. I remember one of the beta testers. I think it might have been Dale. Said that the Simon Bolivar looked like that kung fu monkey guy from, what's that cartoon? It's right in the tip of my tongue.
You'll remember it, King.
No, he won't.
Do you guys know that Disney cartoon?
After the show, we will.
He'll email me. Tony, I just remembered that stupid thing I couldn't remember.
Kim Possible, that's it. Yes. Kim Possible, Disney Channel movie. No, wait, no, bye-bye. And I will find you a link there, and it looks just like that. It's one of the villains.
Well, the problem with doing colonization mods now is I haven't played the game all that much yet, so I honestly couldn't tell you what the differences are between this Simon the Bolivar and the one that's in the real game.
Different uniform, and different hairdo, and different facial hair.
Okay.
Big difference.
Sure.
Also, the next file I had for the artist sketchpad, I thought was, I think it needs, it's a little rough around the edges, but it has such great potential. It is the new advisor screen for the Europe screen. Now, if those who played colonization know that the Europe screen is kind of a big brown thing, and there's no graphics there really, other than like the goods and the boats, and the colonists you're getting. Well, this guy went through, and I guess he muddled with your work, Ken, and added a bitmap to the background that has, instead of just the open screen with everything, it actually looks like a harbor. And there's a little dock where your units waiting are standing actually on the dock, and then the ship in port is floating right next to the dock, and then your outbound ships are like to the left going off to sea, and then the coolest thing of all I love is he shrunk down the inbound ships so they look like distant ships way on the horizon. I absolutely love this mod.
Yes, this looks good too.
To explain it in far fewer words, he basically just ripped off the original colonization Xerox screen.
Oh, so that is the from the graphics of the original call?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a direct copy in almost every way. Yeah. When I designed that screen, we had a lot of thoughts of whether we would try to look like that, try to have a cityscape-looking view. And ultimately, we ended up not going with that because of the very limited amount of information it can display to you at a time. You can only see the one ship at a time, what's in it. You don't get any information about the inbound or outbound ships, etc. There's not all that much room for units on the docks if you move them there, etc. So that's why we have kind of the more... It looks a little bit more like a ledger,
yeah,
you know, in the game now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of more inspired by like something like imperialism, where you have like a transport ledger and lists and kind of things. So it displays them graphically for you, and there's a lot more meat to work with there. As you can see in this, the first criticism people have is that like there's a huge amount of sky and space just being wasted right there.
That is true.
More than half the screen.
Also, there's less information on the screen.
Yeah, that's what I just said, Tony.
Yeah. Let me underscore the point.
But I'm sure there will be some real hardcore fans of the original who will like this as an option.
Yeah.
Big time.
Once it gets finished, I mean, like, it still needs some options for inbound and outbound and things like that. One good thing about the original, though, that it does take, like, slightly less, one less click, really, in the original to get your guys loaded and gone. You just, like, you open the screen up, bam, and they're gone. They're going.
Yeah, well, where is this guy's buttons? That's my question. I just noticed there's no buttons.
Well, he hasn't done that yet. It's not finished.
Oh! Okay, well, I hope he finishes up this mod. And, finally, we have some artwork from a newer artist in the community named Kruger Pritz. And I believe this is his first model, and I thought that would be nice to have on the show. The texture's a little rough, but it's a British mechanized infantry called the Warrior, and it's kind of like a tank, but you can see here in the close-up shot, he's got a pretty nifty model.
It looks like a light tank, is what it is.
Yeah, it's a light. It's a APC. I'm pretty sure, actually.
Oh, yeah, no.
If it's mechanized infantry, that means they put troops inside.
About half a dozen can fit in there.
Yeah, not a whole lot, but
no.
Yeah, it's kind of halfway between a light tank and an armored personnel carrier. Then I guess most armored personnel carriers carry like a dozen people or more.
Well, this thing probably shoots explosive shells out the front, so. It's great for mowing down infantry. It'd be a great friend to have. You know, you can hop out of it and hide behind it or something, you know. But the model looks good. The texture needs a lot of work. It seems that the texture is very pixelated.
But the basic model looks fine.
Yeah, the basic model looks great, and texturing is extremely difficult, especially with your first model, you know.
Indeed. So this was by Freddy Krueger, you said?
No, Kruger Pritz.
In the cartography room, we talk about maps and simple scenarios.
Now, it's been a good while since I found something really worthy of the cartography room, and this episode there's a bunch of colonization files, and this is something that's very sorely needed, and I think one of my biggest criticisms of colonization was the map scripts.
Yeah.
And
or lack thereof.
Yeah, the lack thereof. Cephalo has made the first steps. I believe he's the only map script for colonization right now. And Cephalo, you know, as you know, did the...
No, there's one under.
Oh, okay.
Someone adapted the, what is it, the Archipelago script.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a really nice one, too. Yeah, I usually play those.
Well, we'll probably add it in the next episode, then. Cephalo did the map script for Fall from Heaven. He's very good at mapping. And this one...
I see there's even a third now, but that's besides the point. Continue.
thank you for pointing out all of my mental difficulties. Now, this one seems to have a lot more solid land masses, and he's got inland lakes, and I just think this one has much more meat to it than the colonization map strips that ships. There's a lot more tiny islands, and it looks more like a landmass, like a real natural coastline.
It's because it's a tectonic map generator. There's a whole class of these that have been made for Civilization IV, and they're universally superior to any kind of random number generated map scripts. I mean,
they're probably also universally more complicated.
Yes. They have to go through an evolutionary process where, land is actually manipulated by tectonic forces to push it into and eventually create the final map.
But they look good anyway.
So, yeah, by necessity, it's a much longer process.
Oh, that's probably murder to do with the Python.
The algorithm, aren't generally terribly complex, but yeah, it just takes a long time to execute them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these maps look really fun. Like, I'm thinking the next colonization game I play, I might just use this one. Because, yeah, my biggest criticism, I think my number one criticism of colonization, and colonization is a fantastic game, but my number one criticism was the map script, as Lauder said, or the lack thereof. And this is a first step, or first of three steps of people doing to remedy that problem with a... And I'm really glad that they made a tectonic map script for colonization. It's really cool.
Yeah, it looks interesting, but yeah, I haven't...
Indeed. It's got some adjustable settings, too. You can increase or decrease the islands as well. So you get essentially a Pangaea, or a more broken-up kind of map. And it's just modifying some of the parameters that go into the equation.
I love additional settings. That is freaking frosting on my cake.
Okay. Now, also having a good deal of geology knowledge myself, having about a year of geology studies, I can tell that these tectonic map generators, they've come a long way. I think there's still one or two more things they could take into account, like the way the crust actually expands and contracts with heat, and the way that, if you look at the North American continent, you'll actually see that there's a lot of mountains on the edge and a lot of mountains on the other edge, the east and west, but it's very low in the middle. And all in Canada, there's a whole broad, flat plain. And all of that is due to the way the crust actually deflates and sinks over a long period of time. And if you look up in Canada, you know, the whole area where the Hudson Bay is all just area that's deflated so much it's gone underwater.
Yeah.
With a lot of these map scripts, though, they're using just essentially a smash-together technique. It's like ramming a bunch of cars together, and it almost always invariably ends up with high ground in the middle.
Yeah. More like the Tibetan Plateau.
Yeah, it's a good modeling of that.
Yeah.
But once you have a very long period, like more than billions of years, crust will deflate, and it's typically that will be in the middle of a continent. It's called a craton, and that will give you a broad, flat area in the middle of a continent.
Well, I think one criticism I'm going to immediately voice of this file, and it's a minor one, but I'm not seeing too many peaks near the coast, and I find peaks near the coast to be sometimes useful for silver mining colonies.
I see plenty, but...
Well, the majority are in the center.
Well, I see a very large number in... most of them are in the center, where you wouldn't even bother building a colony there, because the colony couldn't really sustain itself.
There wouldn't be enough food to grow there.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my strategies sometimes in colonization is just sail my initial ship around until I find silver. And wherever it is, bam. It's like some people, they just, oh, I just sail, okay, found the first place you see. First place you see some corn or something. It's like you hunt for the silver, found Nexus and silver, get some expert silver miners, you will crank in so much
money.
Well,
you know, that's not my strategy. My strategy, the very first city I build is closest to Europe.
Exactly.
And has to have a crap load of food. Because that city's not going to produce anything but factories and guns and stuff that other cities import all the stuff to that city. So I set up all my wagon trains to bring all the goods to the city closest to Europe.
Mm.
And then I can process them there or do whatever I need to.
Mm. So you don't have to build as many processing facilities at your other cities? You just...
Yeah, they're just raw materials for them. Well, I do like my cigars in other cities. And, you know, the minor little kitschy ones that you sell to Europe. But my main city produces tools and guns.
Mm.
And it's also closest to Europe, so it's going to need those guns, you know?
And do you sell your guns to the Indians, Tony?
I do. I do until they're broke.
I sell them to the Indians that are close to my neighbors, neighboring civs. And then I bribe them to declare war. Always fun to watch.
Yeah, the ones I have defensive pacts with. Yeah. So, the Indians actually are very awesome to have on your side.
Well, one other thing we probably didn't mention about this map script is already is it also includes climate generators, too. So it's modeling, grassland along the coast, plains further in, and deserts deep in the interior of the continents.
Or on the opposite side of a large mountain range or something.
It doesn't look to me that much like it's modeling the mountain ranges much, at least just from the screenshots that have been provided. Maybe there is a factor in there for the code-wise, but it certainly looks to me like distance from the coast is the dominant factor in determining the climate of each spot.
Well, that's a pretty accurate statement, you know? Excellent map script, Cephalo. I hope that you can add more frosting on my cake. And keep up the good work.
It almost sounds a little, you know, biscuity, Tony.
Well, we don't discriminate around here.
I want you to frost his cake. Yeah, I'm just like, okay.
Call us if you have any feedback. In North America, the number is 301-637-7659. That's 301-637-POLY. In Europe, it's a UK number, 44121-288-7659. That's 44121-288-POLY. You can Skype us at The Polycast or email at polycast@apolliton.net.
The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
For more information on Modcast, our sibling show Polycast, or about Polycast in general, log on to the series' official website at polycast.apolliton.net.
And also Tony, we had a letter this week in the mailbag.
Who sent us a letter?
We got a letter from little Jimmy Smith, who goes by the name of Transformer Guy, and he wanted to know, was, dear Modcast guys, how do I go about starting my own mod? And I think we'll let Ken answer that.
Yeah, Ken, go ahead.
Well, presumably you're just going to be XML modding at this point if you don't have any code or art skills.
I don't think little Jimmy has any skills.
Open XML files and you modify them, and then you save them, and you just got changing numbers until you like them.
But where do you save them? Where do you save them?
In the mods folder.
I think you should check out the tutorial section on Cyphonetics.
But little Jimmy doesn't know how to read.
He can write, can't he?
But he can write emails?
He can only write, he cannot read.
Will you guys be sending him an answer, or is this the answer he will be getting?
This is the answer he'll be getting.
I feel sorry for him.
Period. This is it. He's lucky to get this.
Now, John, you need to come clean now. You need to come clean.
What's that?
John, you need to come clean. Tell the truth. The truth about little Jimmy.
Now, that was a bit of a joke for you, Ken. There, we just said that was something to do.
There is no Jimmy. All right. So this is, of course, take two of episode 21. I think it went well, though. I think we had probably too much fun, actually.
Is this possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is possible. People are probably wondering, where the heck did they dig up these morons?
Just on Cifanetics. Come and join, son.
Cifanetics and Apolliton, but we're spread out all over the world under our own rock.
Yes, we are spreading faster than the financial crisis.
Yes, and Ken, how are you going on in the banking crisis? Are you keeping all your money under the pillow at the moment?
I stuff the
money? Hell, I'm hoarding gasoline and air and water.
I stuff all my money up my ass.
And they say money don't stink.
All right. But, yeah, you know, the good thing about the financial crisis is if you're already broke, it don't get too much worse. Thank goodness.
That's what you think now, but
maybe it'll get worse. All right, knock on wood.
Yes. Basically, the problem, to summarize it, is George Bush got into the XML files, and scrolled down to the entry for bank, and put a minus in front of the 50 for the gold modifier.
And he saved it over the original installation file, so we can't get rid of it.
Yes. So we need someone to get in there and edit out that little minus.
Actually, just reinstall. Just reinstall. We need a revolution. Reinstall.
Okay, that's a good idea. Reinstall.
Okay. Today, we have been joined with Wouter Lacutus Snyders.
Bye-bye.
Kenneth Impaler WRG Furland.
Bye-bye.
John BT Oz Archer.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Me, Tony Garrett Zakakil. Goodbye. And with special guest co-host Ludwig Jalin Nyholt.
Goodbye.
So, we will see you all in 2 weeks. Much love to all the listeners. Goodbye.
Record date 12/2008. Sound clips copyright Civilization 4 and Warlords and Beyond Sword expansion packs. Copyright 2008 Apolliton Civilization site at apolliton.net.